This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. If you're just joining us, we've been talking politics with Ron Christie, the vice president of the lobbying group DC Navigators, and Mary Frances Berry, professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. So I'm going to jump right into the Republican side. So, Ron, West Virginia was a win for Huckabee, but Romney's campaign claims that McCain voters were throwing their weight behind Huckabee, conspiring to squeeze Romney out of the race, if you can follow all that. So McCain denies talking with Huckabee and making a deal. What happened?
Well, I think the one dynamic on the Republican side that has thrown this context into a little bit of flux is the presence of Governor Huckabee. The conservatives right now are looking for the candidate to coalesce behind. Governor Huckabee did very well last night in his home state. He racked up several victories that were rather unexpected, I think, for many of us on the conservative side, and it's splitting the vote that would have otherwise gone to a Fred Thompson or, of course, now Governor Romney. The end result of this, I think, is that Senator McCain is the front runner. He has the time now on his side. I think he will do very well in the so-called Potomac primaries in the Washington, D.C. area, Maryland, Virginia next week. And I think it's McCain's now to lose. But Governor Huckabee has thrown a curveball in this race that if you had asked any Republican even a month ago whether Huckabee would be a factor, they would say, no way, but Huckabee is here to stay. And I don't think he's getting out in the foreseeable future, and it hurts Romney.
Now, Mary, there actually has been some kerfuffling, word I made up, over in the conservative camps. Bob Dole wrote a letter to talk show host Rush Limbaugh, criticizing Limbaugh for attacking McCain's conservative credentials. Dole said that Limbaugh should stop for the sake of the Republican Party and signed his letter, God Bless America, Bob Dole. I'm going to talk a little bit more about other stuff, but I know that you have talked about the Democrats and whether or not they've entered circular firing squad mode. What do you think about this?
Wondering if they – Roger Wilkinson and I wrote this letter to Governor Dean, DNC chair, telling him that based on our look at the history of conventions, every time the Democrats have had a credentials fight at the convention, they lost the election. I mean, that's not the only reason why they lost, but that's one of the reasons out there in public with all that fighting and then people going home being mad, because always somebody's going to be mad, whoever loses. And so we suggested that what he might do is show some leadership and solve this problem of that huge number of delegates from Florida and Michigan now rather than waiting. And the longer he waits, the harder it's going to be, because when the race is tight, as it tightens and you get closer. And so, but I'm not sanguine about it, because when I was at CNN last night, they said Wolf Blitzer tried to get him to respond and he just kept saying it wasn't his problem. But
now, let me just back up a little bit, a little context. Those states moved up their primaries. They were stripped of their delegates. So that's the context in which you're talking.
Right. And in Michigan, the only person on the ballot was Clinton. The others weren't. And in Florida, they all were. She won. Obama came in second, but they don't have any delegates. And now what the party is saying, which is why Roger and I wrote the note in the interest of disenfranchisement, and just because we're historians and we like to show how smart we are, was that what you guys ought to do is settle this doggone thing and figure out what you're going to do with all those votes. And remember Florida. I mean, we have the hangover of 2000 with all those people claiming disenfranchisement. No party should want to be the party that kept some people. Forget about the officials who decided to have the thing and to try to get in front of the line. What about the people? And it was over 1 million-something who voted, for example, in Florida. It was more than all the people who had voted before. So if they don't settle it, then there will be, I think, a big mess and won't do well for the party at the convention.
Well, considering what Mary just said, Ron, you know, and what Bob Dole said about Rush Limbaugh, how the powerful James Dobson of the group Focus on the Family is just basically said that if McCain wins, he won't even vote. Are the Republicans entering a mode of internal squabbling?
I think we have. I think that there is a lot of concern about Senator McCain becoming the nominee. Mary and I off air were having this discussion that a lot of conservatives look and they question Senator McCain's position on tax cuts. They look at his support of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform legislation, and they say, is this the best that we can do? Now, on the other hand, even a middle-of-the-road John McCain is much better than a Senator Clinton or a Senator Obama for what Republicans view as the proper way to shepherd the economy and preserve for a strong national defense. So at the end of the day, the Rush Limbaughs and the Dobsons who say that, you know, I'm not going to vote for McCain, if it's up against Clinton or if it's up against Obama, they might hold their nose in the polls and vote because Senator McCain would be more closely aligned with their ideological stances than either of the two senators from the Democratic side of the ledger at the end of the day.
Well, let me get one more thing from Ron. So could this be a neutralizer if Huckabee became the vice presidential candidate?
Actually, I mean, I hate to invoke Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, not to speak ill of another Republican, but I have to be honest with you. If Governor Huckabee is on the ticket, a lot of Republicans will stay home. They'll sit on their hands and they're going to say, there's no way in God's green earth I'm going to vote for McCain and Huckabee. Forget about it. I don't think that would happen.
So who would be your McCain add-on, I guess?
Well, I don't think it would happen, but McCain would be smart to look at somebody like Governor Romney, who at least has interested some of the Republicans out there in the base. If I were John McCain, I would be looking for a conservative governor, someone who has practical executive experience, or someone who has, again, additional credentials on the right that would appease some of the conservatives, but a Governor Huckabee ticket running with McCain, I think, would be fraught and peril and disaster.
Wow. But how do you really feel? Mary, before we let you go, who is a good add-on for Senator Clinton or Senator Obama?
Well, in the on the Democratic side, again, we were talking off air, if Hillary Clinton gets the nomination, there will be great pressure for her to put Obama on the ticket, for him to be on. If he gets the nomination, she won't be on the ticket. I don't think he would have her on the ticket, and I don't think she would want to be vice president, although there may be some pressure from the rank and file to try to pull that off. And I think if it's Obama, he would do well to get some staid, solid citizen who hopefully has some kind of military experience and some kind of eminence grease, say a Wes Clark type or somebody, just threw out that name, to try to run on the ticket with him. So if it's Clinton, it probably will be Obama as Veep, and if it's Obama, it won't be Clinton as Veep.
All right. Well, we're going to keep our crystal balls all polished. Ron, Mary, thank you both.
All right. Thank you. Farai.
Ron Christie is vice president of the lobbying group DC Navigators. He's also a former special assistant to President George W. Bush. And Mary Frances Berry is a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. Both joined us from NPR DC headquarters.